Welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast. This is season 2, episode 42, Hungry for Happiness. I'm Sonia Lin, Master Healing Coach. Happiness. What is happiness to you? The talk of happiness being what we're starving for, what we're searching for, what we all want, what we are so hungry to fill. And no matter how many things, how many material things we have, how many homes, vehicles, pets, whatever it is, to fill that void and that hunger for happiness, it's not lasting. There can be moments and times of happiness, but it's all external. And really, what it is that we're all connected, we all want is joy, peace, and that's within. That is there within all of us. So in one of the programs I had that was called, you know, Happiness, Health, Wisdom, and Wealth, you know, it has a flow to it, it rings. But it's not happiness we're seeking. Many of us use that word, but it's really joy, it's fulfillment. It's this natural state of peace and calm and contentment, no matter what we have, no matter where we are, that we are enough, what we have is enough. And it's a state of feeling whole. When we feel whole, there is no lack. And part of the shift is away from the material world of chasing money, chasing happiness, chasing material and power and fame and greed and more. And it's about the opposite of material is really spiritual. It's again within. It's accessing that inner joy, no matter what, and finding that with what you have. When you're grateful for what you have, then you'll be grateful for more to come. And you shift into that higher abundance. I talk with my clients about their AA, AAA, Automatic Abundance Attractor. And that's your average resonating of level of energy, because like attracts like. And in a scarcity mindset of not enough, it draws more of that. But in an abundant gratitude attitude, really just our perspectives, energies, it's all just a change of attitude, then you attract more of that into your life. And it requires doing something different to get different results, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, yet expecting different results. So if it's, you know, money you've been chasing, or relationships, or, you know, material things, and it could be a time of checking in and redefining what success means to you, redefining what happiness means to you. What is it that you're really hungry for? And it's feeling whole. It's feeling fulfilled. You know, no matter how many donuts I eat, when there were voids in times in my life, you know, it could be 6, 12 Dunkin' Donuts, whatever it is, it never fills that, right? They're empty calories. It's empty. So often, you know, then there's just too much stuff. You know, it's never about the new spouse or the new house. It's really having that inner joy and gratitude that is within us, not just constantly searching and chasing that happiness outside of ourselves, right? There can be happiness found in a bottle of wine. There can be happiness, you know, you get a new car and it feels great. But joy is what lasts longer. And that's really what everyone wants. And we have that within us. We just different stresses through life, challenges, different, you know, programming, other people's beliefs and values get piled on, and we forget that we have that access that is within us. Because of all the chaos around, it takes quieting, you know, being still and going within. And on my website, sonialynn.com, there's a link, I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but it's been quite some time, about, it's just a self-scoring assessment. And, you know, write down the scores for each of the six basic human needs. I think it says, you know, the number one thing that's missing in your life for fulfillment, it's not what you think. So I invite you to take that and the score and see what your top needs are. Growth and contribution, those are the needs of the spirit. That is where there's fulfillment. We're meant to serve, but when we're under stress and we're searching and we're hungry for that happiness, that, you know, empty void, that space that we just keep trying to fill with material things or using people as a means of escape, you know, first it's setting up our basic survival needs and finding healthy ways to meet those on our own. And then into the thriving, into our soul of serving, that it's really not about us. You know, the journey is always has always been about to the soul, from our head, from our heart, and to our soul. And that's where the unconditional love and fulfillment is, to access our passion and joy that we can tap into every day, not needing to wait for different circumstance. And I just had thought of, well, lost that there. So the serving, because helping others, helping taking care of others, right? There can be this void if you're a caregiver or in transitions in life, the cycles of change, where, you know, you felt fulfilled and then the ground drops out from beneath you, loss of a loved one or a position or a purpose that you had that creates this space. It's all about what we do within that space. And it takes some time of, you know, sitting there, exploring, sitting in that heat, sitting in that fire, in that pain, because, you know, it's not that we're wired to really, you know, seek the pleasure. We're wired to avoid that pain, but that pain is necessary, because, you know, the self-centeredness is caused from being in that survival mode and searching, all about that selfishness of, you know, greed, and that it's all about us and our ego. And then there's that suffering, which from the attachment to the loss of what was, to the loss of our loved ones, that's the greatest root cause of suffering, is the attachment. But, you know, helping take care of others brings that inner joy. And the happy life that we want, it comes from selfishness, not greed, not abuse of power, because then we're just constantly hungry for that, hungry for more. And it's just a bottomless pit when we're searching outside of ourselves for that. We're too focused on ourselves to really, you know, serve and be able to achieve that joy. And in those places and that times, I was there for a long time. It really felt like it was about me. It was. I was in so much pain, I wasn't able to realize I was just such in a victim state, and that, oh, there's other people that are in pain. There's other people that are suffering. This isn't just, you know, my own experience. And in that place, if you're in that survival mode and not able to serve others, you're, you know, trying to take care of yourself and your own needs, then have grace with yourself and just not do harm to others. And that can be your way of serving, you know, taking care of yourself and just committing to not doing harm, and taking that time that you need to heal, to reflect, and to see what it is that lights you up inside and what moments of joy can you have, you know, even just for a moment of faking it till you make it, and waking up our half smile and looking at, you know, something in your life. We all have something to be grateful for. And it's impossible to, if you're in that attitude and energy of feeling grateful, then you're not in the negative emotions. So it, you know, can take practice, but something you're grateful for. It can be one of your senses or the ability of what you can do, anything, but start to cultivate more and more things that you can be grateful for, and more things that do bring you joy, the simple things in life, of going back to the roots of the simple things of your divine, powerful, soulful self, as we shift in this, you know, paradigm shift of what's going on away from the material that is not serving. It is leaving us hungry and starving for more. And it's not happiness, it's joy, it's fulfillment, it's meaning, it's passion, it's unconditional love, and it's purpose. And I've said this a couple times in posts this week, or last week rather, that winning isn't everything. You know, redefining what success is to you. It's because when you serve and benefit others, it benefits yourself, and it also helps keep your cup full, because unconditional love is everything. So I'll leave you with that. And although I did just want to add, you know, no matter where you are on your journey, that giving and doing for others, it may be for yourself first. It might be filling your cup back up because you have been serving and giving and just depleting yourself because you are so compassionate and loving and concerned for others, or maybe doing it for the need of being liked by others. So reflect on, you know, what is the intention behind doing for others. And when you can fill your cup up, have that self-care, and, you know, fill up that hunger, that void, that emptiness with in healthy ways for yourself, you can then have so much more joy and love and peace to share with others, because we can't give what we don't have. So that is our responsibility to be able to heal ourselves and access that within, so then we can continue to spread that peace and that love and, you know, that happiness and that joy to others, to our loved ones, because we're either spreading fear and doubt or we're spreading love and trust. I believe in you. You are loved, love, light, healing. Namaste.